The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to 2024, little lady. Today, January the 2nd, 2024, 7:05 in the morning. News still being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Still have Ben, who we found that wanders the streets. Like a lost waif. Where is everybody, Carl?
I said, good morning, Ben.
Why didn't you come across? Why don't you just walk across the street, Ben? Here we were. Can I have my Uber? How much does Uber cost me? Did you go by San Francisco or anything?
Oh, yeah. I toured the country, actually. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
That's right. And our guest at 8 o'clock will be in Joy. And I will, James Masada and Rhonda Ball. And what I will say is that, James will tell you, and I don't know if he still does it or not, but he has an electric bike and they live in the garden track. So he bikes every day to work. So you got one of those electric scooters that we see all over town. How far did you go today?
That's most likely going to be my way home. I was able to get a ride here.
Okay. All right, why not? Is it a mile? 2 miles?
We do have lunch today.
It's a little more than that.
All right. Well, you know, hey.
We'll throw it in the back of the truck and I'll take it. How's that? Okay. But then Dana's here too. Hello.
Good morning, Dana.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
Well, fine. I'm glad we didn't have to bail you out of jail. You okay? Yeah, you know what? Look at Dana. Does Dana look like he's ready to... He's ready to rock here.
We're all ready here.
Do you need to turn something up on?
No, I just need a little bit of a pop in my mic, please. And it's not happening over here. No. So if you could turn me. There we go. Hey, 46 degrees right now. Looks like we're going to have overnight showers tonight with our overnight lows of 39. I can't believe it. It feels like it's Monday, but it's really Tuesday. So, patchy fog before 10 a.m. Highs will be around 49 today with light and variable winds. With about 6 to 11 miles per hour this morning, tonight looks like, again, we're going to have lows of around 39. Tomorrow calls for showers with around 51 and then slight chance of showers with patchy fog with overnight lows of 37. You know how I love how they read it. Wednesday says slight chance of showers and patchy fog, then patchy fog. All right, so there's two patchy fog issues to look for on Wednesday night. Thursday calls for mostly sunny. The skies open up with a beautiful 56. And Thursday night, slight chance of showers once again, about 20% there with overnight lows of 39. And on Friday, once again, mainly before p.m., chance of showers, partly sunny as well with a high near 52. Saturday showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. And showers likely on Saturday night with 32. So it looks like throughout this forecast for the week here with our first week of the new year in 2024, we're going to have rain throughout the week except for Thursday, which is mostly sunny. And the weather is brought to you by our friends that have been sponsors for us, with us, and have partnered with us since day one, and that is Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company. As you, many of you loyal listeners know, we are a veteran-owned business, and a lot of our support and people that have been with us, business owners that have been with us for years, are also veterans. We love our veterans. We appreciate them so much. 365-3793, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. Now, who watched the Rose Bowl or the parade?
Well, we have it taped.
Well, you know what I loved is before you were showing this to me yesterday, that before the parade, there's an equestrian.
It's called a quest fest.
And I said, we really need to do that next year. But in this particular
taping, all the equestrian units that, just so people know what it is, all the equestrian units that are in the Rose Bowl parade, appear in the in this place downtown, an arena, and they just, you know, they just come out. So a lot of times you just barely see them, or you don't see them on TV. And they come out and they have like about an hour and a half, and they every organization gets their time,
which is wonderful, and it's so educational because we see the horses and we know the folklore of the, you know, the Mexican folklore of, well, it's not folklore. I mean, it's the Hispanic history and their horses, and they're so beautiful in the parade. We see them going through the parade, but it's really educational. And for all this time that, you know, I've been married to this Marine, and then we bring the Marine Corps Color Guard into the Reading Rodeo, the display of what they do at that equestrian event before the Rose Parade was spectacular, where they bring their swords. They do this whole history of the Manic Color Guard. Can you expand?
Oh, you know, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard came out and did their thing, you know, for the colors. But then they expanded into five Marines all mounted on their Mustangs, and they did, coordinated riding around and jumping
with
over
swords
things
out.
With their swords. But so did the Army. The Army has a historical unit at, I think, Fort Bliss, Texas. And they came out, and then from right up here in Northern California, our Shasta Trinity Forest people were there with their mules and
horse-drawn
wagon with Smokey the Bear
on
it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Now, speaking of horses, you've got an event on January 20th that's really near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, well, that's the Backcountry Horseman's Dinner, and that's going to be their annual dinner and fundraiser. It's open to everybody. It is going to be on January 20th, and tickets are $40, but that includes dinner. There's also going to be cowboy poetry.
Love the cowboy poetry.
Raffles, auctions, gun raffles, and one, they're going to auction off a trip up into the Shasta Trinity Forest. All you have to do is bring your sleeping bag. They've
got horses.
They've got everything for an overnighter up there. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well,
it's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedar Road. If you need more information, give Larry a call at 530-526-0590. Or just go to their Facebook page, too, Shasta Trinity. Yeah, here we go. Backcountry Horseman Shasta Trinity.
That's excellent.
We'll be there.
And probably one of the people that are with this organization will come on in the next few weeks.
One was on last week, but one's going to be on, I believe, next week. So they'll come in and talk about it one more time. But these are the people that keep the trails open. They support the CAL FIRE and the firefighters up there by taking supplies into camps that they can't get trucks or helicopters into. The ones that the teams that go up and clean stay up there for four. Believe it or not, they stay up there for 2 or 3 months clearing these trails. And so it's the Backcountry Horseman Group that comes in and brings up tons of food and takes out tons of trash. So this is they're also the ones that go up and plant trout
right
in these
and
upper
that's fascinating
lakes. It is.
So you know, it takes love and passion.
And if you
to do
can't
that.
Make it, you can still donate to them.
Yeah,
and because it's all volunteers, so nobody gets paid for their work. And with the donations and things like this, it helps offset the cost of gas.
You were planning on taking Odina up there last year, and of course, many of you know that have been wonderful friends and listeners.
This year,
know that we've had this period of time to get her well with her two different leg conditions. But anyway, so she's on the mend. And but you're going to be going and joining them this year, and we hope you join us for that dinner. Now, Anne-Marie is going to be calling in here after the break and giving you an update of what's going on the calendar in
the first week of the new year.
Of January. She's going to tell us all the things going on in January. 10:14 in the morning here on KCNR on this first day that we are broadcasting live. Happy New Year 2024. I feel in my bones it's going to be a good year. I think we have, you know, but don't watch the news in the morning.
Don't watch the news.
I mean, man, it's that, I was like,
start your year off positively by listening to us and not watching the news.
You know, do your positive intentions.
The very first spot we read
all right.
is for Cornerstone Community
Absolutely.
Bank. Happy New Year, Cornerstone
yes.
Community Bank. Four branches. They've been open for 16, now it'll probably be their 17th year now, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We like Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And right here at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And January the 2nd, are we ready? Are you ready, Ben? Let's all say it together. Linda, 2024. Okay, what's
what
that?
Are we supposed
nobody,
to, I don't know what we're supposed to
supposed
Happy
to
New
say.
Year?
Oh. No, we're just supposed to say the
I can't word. Read your mind.
No, I just said, let's all say it.
Okay,
2024. Okay, Ben's in there too. All right.
So now
it's tough. It's
now
tough.
We've got a spot that we look forward to all the time with Miss Personality Plus, who always gives us a great update of what's happening in the North State. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Happy New Year, 2024.
Okay, tell us the truth. Are you sitting on like a shock seat?
Oh my God.
You know, like, you know, if you don't reach a certain level, it just like runs 1,000 volts of electricity through you or something? What?
No, so here's the deal. I'm kind of sort of a morning person, and at night I turn into a pumpkin.
Okay.
I am got the same
it.
Way.
Okay, got it. All right, here's the first week of 2024. What's happening?
Well, right now we are seeing a lot of lost pets posted on social media. It's very helpful to check with your local animal shelter and also check shelters outside your immediate area. Some person may pick up your pet and drop them off at an animal shelter near their location. And be sure to keep checking back every few days with the animal shelters. Now, the Humane Society of the United States would like to warn people about scams where a stranger might claim to have your lost pet and ask for money for their return. The Humane Society recommends you omit one identifying characteristic when advertising a lost pet. Very helpful. If you are still looking to do some holiday light events, there are still a couple going on. The Redding Garden of Life will run through January 7th. And their regular hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, visit ReddingGardenOfLife.org, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive. The Oasis Fun Center will be doing their golf course of lights through January 15th. They are located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. For more information, visit their website at oasisfundcenter.com. Looking for a new job in the new year? Caltrans District 2 is hiring. Several positions are available in Shasta County, as well as other counties nearby. For more information and a link to the job opportunities, visit Caltrans District 2 on Facebook. The city of Redding is looking to hire firefighters. For more information, visit the Redding Fire Department on Facebook or check out cityofredding.org. In addition to the firefighter positions, there are numerous other job opportunities listed within the city of Redding. On Friday, you can bring the kiddos to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park for their animal parade starting at 2 p.m. Enjoy a few special guests, including Spike the porcupine and Blossom the skunk. The animal parade is a weather-permitting event taking place on Fridays through February 9th. It's free for members and included in paid park admission. For more information, visit turtlebay.org or call 530-243-8850. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. Also this Friday, January 5th, check out First Fridays in downtown Redding from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., 1504 Market Street. Participating businesses stay open later, and you can enjoy live music, pop-ups, special promotions, art, and more. For more information, visit vivadowntownredding.org. On Saturday, January 6th, check out the monthly book sale at the Redding Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. This event is hosted by the Friends of Shasta County Libraries and is held on the first Saturday of each month. The book sale will take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the community room. And that is your sample of events kicking off the new year, 2024. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
And Community Calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance on Mistletoe Road. They are the ones that have sponsored this spot and for all your insurance needs. Siskiyou Insurance. Thank you, Anne-Marie. And you can go back to bed now.
She said she's a morning person.
She's gone already. That was it.
She said she's a morning person.
Hey, here's an incident that could have been horrible. And a plane coming into Tokyo, a Japan Airlines A350 collided with a Coast Guard plane on the runway at Haneda Airport and burst into flames. However, everybody on the plane got out alive.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the Coast Guard plane, they didn't. 367 passengers and 12 crew members made it out. And then the photos you see is of the plane just completely engulfed in flames.
Really?
Yeah. So, the entire cabin was filled with smoke. Within a few minutes, we threw ourselves down on the floor. Then the emergency doors were open, and we threw ourselves at them. So, it's funny. We just flew. And they're taking these emergency exits pretty seriously. They come up to the people in the exit row because we actually got an exit row. I know it's hard to believe, but it was on Spirit Airlines, but we were there. And the guy comes up to you and he says, he pulls out the placard there and he says, and he looks at every one of you, are you prepared to be, are you able and capable and prepared to be able to get that door open? And
he said, I need a verbal yes. And he would look at you, yes, you, yes.
You had to, you couldn't just nod your head. You had to say it out loud, yes, yes,
which made me pay attention to look at the placard and say, Carl, how do you do that?
And the way you do it is.
Well, different than another plane.
And the guy we rode with was just a fine young man. He plays, he plays in the D League of the NBA. Which is, Linda saw, just happened to have seen a documentary on it.
And he's in Sacramento.
Nicest young man. Was heading down to New Mexico to visit his grandparents. But, you got to be able to, take that door, twist it, open it, and here's the big thing, my friends. You throw it out. You don't pull it in and get out. You throw it out the opening then, and then out you go.
Because you happen to watch.
They're taking, on American Airlines did it, Spirit did it, everybody, they look at people, because how many times have you seen the exit rows when you've got people in there?
That shouldn't be in there.
That should not be in the exit row.
But you watch, okay, so Carl, I don't know why, but you're not alone, because obviously it's successful, air disasters.
Oh.
Carl watches air disasters, so you would have a real handle on how to, because I pulled a placard after he said that, looked me in the eye, and I thought, oh my God, okay, how do I do that? Because not only do they have the placard, they have, it's kind of like in Europe, everything has,
it's a pointy,
like a little icon.
As we used to say, pointy talkie cards.
Yes.
You look at it, it explains it, and I said, honey, you don't have to worry about it, because that door goes out first, you go out as I toss you out second.
Yeah, but I mean, women, don't always depend on your friend or your husband. Like, you've got to do it on your own. What if something happened to you and I'm like, I can't, I don't know what to do.
But you
I'm
know
not,
what to do
no.
now. You know what to do now.
Well, yes, but that was
shows
different
where
than,
you take the outer cover of where you reach in, where the handle is.
Right.
And you said, what's that? And we looked at it for a second, and then you realize that's the that's the cover you take and you throw it to the side.
Yeah, but who would know that you throw it to the side? In the old days, you had one, all you do is turn to the right. That was it. You had a red handle.
But
now it's different.
That's why they don't let kids sit on the exit ropes like that, is because the parents, you've got to be an adult to be able to do it. They take it seriously, and this is one of the reasons all those people got out the exits of that plane, and nobody died. So that was, it was horrendous, but it was good news. They walked away from it. So, all right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by somebody else that's been with us for the very beginning, and that's Jeff Worsten, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows better or does a better job than repairing windshields and Jeff Worst. He's from the old school. He's
another veteran-owned business.
Another locally-owned, locally-operated business, as has been Cornerstone and Siskiyou Insurance. and Crackmaster. He guarantees his work. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Don't fool around with your family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. He does great work. He's worked in our windshields for the past 16 years. He works in our friends and so many others. That's Jeff Wirst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 7:30 here on January the 2nd. All together now, 2024. There you go.
I wrote my first check this morning.
And?
Was really interesting. Say 2024 on my check for a gardener.
Hey,
yep.
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And then
has suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will hold.
Nobody phrase like Sinatra. He was
Sinatra?
I can tell Sinatra in like one note.
Yeah, okay. This person is
Nelson
show.
Riddle. Most of them are Nelson Riddle, but he's got some really good, you know, Don Costa. Go ahead.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The sale's over, but they still have lots of great jewelry at very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, so as you know, Operation Lone Star from Texas has sent over 100,000 illegal migrants, people here illegally, to sanctuary cities. These are the cities like New York and Chicago and, you know, all these others that say, we welcome our people that are here illegally. They have sanctuary in our city. Well, Greg Abbott said, okay. So he sent 100,000. So it's been so successful, the mayor of New York has said, I will arrest bus drivers. I will do these things if you keep sending people here, which of course is against the Constitution. Why? Because once they're in here, they can go anywhere they want and you can't just arrest people for coming there. So what are the bus operators doing? They're driving another few miles over to New Jersey and dropping them off at train stations where they're met by people that put them on trains in Secaucus, New Jersey, and just let them ride the train into New York.
So they're doing a round robin.
Yeah, you know what? Hypocrisy from our sanctuary. You know, like, let's go back to what's that island where all the rich people live off the coast there? Martha's Vineyard, when they dropped off 50 and they went berserk. They rolled on the ground. A couple of them urinated on themselves. They were just shocked. So here it is. You're a sanctuary city, then you should welcome people that are here illegally.
Well, New York City has received more than 14,700 just in the month alone. Okay, that's what you
Well, the borders did. Had 300,000 in the last
month. I'm
just
saying New York City, and like you said, they were dropped off in New Jersey over the weekend. And Eric Adams. Oh, man. Okay.
What's going on, Eric?
That is in the
What's
headline.
What's going on? You welcomed them.
Also, in the news, new laws, several state and federal laws went into effect this week that impact everything from minimum wage to gender affirming care for minors. A total of 22 states plus Washington, D.C. raised their minimum wage on Monday, and more states have wage increases set for the coming months.
California raised theirs to $16 an hour.
Another marquee issue across state legislators in 2023 was gender-affirming care for minors, with several Republicans-led states moving to enact restrictions. Among the states that recently passed a ban on such treatments for minors are Idaho and Louisiana.
Don't you think that since kids that are 10 or 11 or 12 don't always make the best decisions, 13 or 14 or 30 or 35. I mean, don't you think they should be at least 18 where they're kind of like emancipated and they can do things like, I don't know, vote and those kind of things that should wait till then to make that change before they mutilate their bodies?
Again, this is where...
Before they'd have gender-affirming surgery
I think this is
non-fixable?
Again, I think the government... This is overreach with the government getting into your body. And I don't like any aspect of that on any level.
So you don't think there should be any restrictions on...
I don't think...
You think a nine-year-old can say...
I just don't think there should be laws about it. I just don't know why we're spending... We have so many issues right now to worry about with immigration, with taxes, with infrastructure... I just wish that people would stay out of bodies and abortion, all that stuff. I know. Okay, Israel. Israel's military announced it would begin to withdraw thousands of soldiers from Gaza, but said it expects fighting throughout 2024. The announcement shows signs of Israel's gradual shift to lower intensity phase of the war as the country has faced pressure to reduce the number of civilian casualties in the besieged enclave. Since the October 7 attacks, nearly 22,000 people across Gaza have been killed, etc. And presented a move that is reigniting fierce tensions within the country. Next, and we know that this is the five things that you need to know that I pull up from CNN, just so you know that. Respiratory virus activity is high and rising across the U.S. How many people I know that are sick with this upper respiratory thing? As experts stress the importance of vaccinations. Now, I know my parents just got one. My dad's had a cold for 2 months. And I've got friends in Texas, too, that he's sick and she's sick with that stuff. During the week ending in December 23rd, there were more than 29,000 hospital patients admitted with COVID-19 and about 15,000 admitted with the flu and thousands more with respiratory, I don't know this word, syncytial virus, or RSV, according to the data from CDC. And while COVID-19 remains the leading driver of respiratory virus hospitalizations, flu activity is rising rapidly. The CDC estimates that there have been more than 7 million illnesses and 4,500 deaths related to the flu this season. And so that's that.
Yeah, but that's going around. There's a lot of, we know a lot of sick people.
Yeah.
A lot of sick people.
And we were just praying to get through the holidays because we had so many things. At the rodeo, people came back sick with from the rodeo.
There's a lot of people down there.
Yeah.
Okay. SB2, Senate Bill 2, comes into effect yesterday. What does that mean? It means it just changed concealed carry as we know it. The California legislature cited public safety as a reason to more broadly restrict where such weapons could be carried in the state and by whom. And by whom? Because the Supreme Court said that, gosh, guess what? Americans do have a right to carry a gun to protect themselves. So the Senate, in their infinite wisdom, said, well, then let's just make it harder to get that concealed carry permit. Double the amount of training, put a mental health part to it, raise the age from 18 to 21 will carry, and let's see what else. More, like I said, more. Now, here's the big thing. It also identified places you can't carry your firearm. Parks, public parks, zoos, places where games are played, you know, like, ballparks, football fields, churches, schools. And my favorite is this. Unless a business has a sign out front that says it's okay to carry concealed in this business, you cannot go in there. It's just assumed that you can't go in. It used to be if you didn't want to have somebody carrying a firearm into your business, you had to put a sign up, and you see them. Firearms not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to put a sign up that says, yeah, we don't care if you're carrying concealed. You know, I was going to just put up a sign that says, don't ask, don't tell.
Oh.
Like they used to do in the military.
Yes.
Don't ask, don't tell. You know, one of those things. But here's the thing about it is, so, and here's my example. Linda and I are at a park. And let's say River, Redding City Park down here. Ordinarily, I would be armed down there. Not because I think I'm going to use it, but, we're getting up there. And so now I can't carry a firearm there. So two thugs come up with sticks, and they proceed to beat us. I have no way of protecting us. The only thing we can do is pray that they won't hurt us too much. That they won't kill us.
Right.
They'll just take our money, our phones. No, they don't need phones. We've all got phones. Just beat us, take our money, because I have no way of protecting myself, Gavin. Or I disobey that law. I present my firearm. They realize that this was a mistake on their part, that, oh my gosh, they are armed, and they run away. Now, we tell people if you ever present a firearm and that happens is to call 911 right away. Let them know that what you just did and the police come down and take a report. At that point, though, I have just broken the law because I had a firearm in a park. So do I call them and tell? Well, see, then I've just reported myself. Now, in Shasta County, I don't think that'll be that big a problem. However, in other places, you could get arrested for that. They could take your gun.
You'll go to jail.
You'll go to
jail. They won't, but you will.
You'll get issued a citation. You'll be taken down. Who knows? Maybe they will arrest you for that.
Come and get your guns.
I don't know. But here's the thing is, what Gavin Newsom just did, he disarmed the vast majority of your
law-abiding, concealed carry
permit holders who, by the way, the chance, you know, more cops are put in jail by far than any concealed carry permit holders. There's been no incident of all the years we've had here in Shasta County and 12,000 holders that there's ever been a problem. So what they've done is not only that, but say you're driving through town and you're driving in through a parking lot or you're on a sidewalk adjacent to the library. You can't carry. It is just totally ridiculous. And this is going straight to the Supreme Court. I know there's two others that are in there, but until it gets to the Supreme Court, they have just disarmed you, my friends. I just do want to tell you, though, that if you're carrying a concealed firearm, I wouldn't know if you do it right. No, neither will anybody else if you do it right. And then if somebody says, oh, you can't carry a gun in here, just leave. Just leave. This thing about you have to put a sign up is ridiculous because then it just makes you a target. Awesome. We'll be right back.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you are 50 years or older,
come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime. Or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Yes, I've got heartaches by the number.
No. You know, I always wonder how Ben, you know, what we, you know, the guys, we don't ever have like a playlist. You know, so, you know, our producers pick the music. And, you know, our darling Ben picked that song out probably from the, some of the stuff we're talking about this morning in our, but let's, you know, talk on a positive note. Okay, is this a positive note? Want to ask you about this? I don't know. Lone Powerball ticket wins $842 million jackpot in Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, I mean.
Michigan just won their bowl game, too.
That's just a lot of, yeah. And at 8 o'clock, our guests are going to be enjoying. James Masada just popped in and gave us, like, the January 2024. It's their 208th issue, so that'll be fun, too. We've missed them. We've missed them because we know that they work so hard throughout the year and what it is to – in fact, you went in and bought a crate full of stuff and sent it to your sister in Tennessee. So what it is to go in there and just how hard they work in their store, their beautiful Enjoy store.
You know, things are, you know, what I just read an article where, you know, when COVID came in, some, you know, a lot of products were not pushed. In other words, because of the supply chain problems and all these things, there weren't, you know, the companies have now changed the way they're doing things. Like Coca-Cola has 400 products. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. But now they're only going to be really advertising and pushing 200 of those products. And stores are buying less variety because what they found is it saves money mm-hmm. if they can use less, fewer suppliers. Mm-hmm. And for like Tab, remember Tab? It
yes.
used to be the original diet drink
mm-hmm.
is no longer going to be.
Well, I thought it was already gone. For
nope.
long.
There's some, and then there's regional drinks, like this one place up in the Northeast, it's a lemonade. That's gone now because, or ginger ale. That's gone because it's just too expensive to continue doing that. So it doesn't surprise me. Now, the Garden of Lights goes to January 7th.
Absolutely. And we went for New Year's Eve, and what was so beautiful, well, they had a band playing that night, Hook. We got there a little bit late.
They
were dropping the ball at 9. And so the ball would have been like a video screen of dropping the ball. And we just decided I grabbed a slice of pizza, and you guys had what? What were those steaks? What did you guys have?
Philly cheesesteak
sandwiches.
But they were tasty.
Yeah, they were tasty.
But they weren't Philly cheesesteaks.
Well,
but they were tasty.
But you know, the idea is
meat and cheese.
But let me tell you how beautiful it was. We walked across the bridge And something magical about the sky that night, because you know it sprinkled throughout the day and we didn't know. And there were a little bit of sprinkles, but you know, it almost felt like we had, by 8:30, we had the Garden of Lights was like a private tour to ourselves. And there were things that, even though I've been twice, there were things that I noticed this particular time that I hadn't seen before. I don't know if it's because you're with other people and you're, I mean, we dance by the fountain. We, you know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. We were danced by the fountain and there was a bubble machine and we took videos of the bubble machine. Anyway, it was just, our hearts were full. We brought in the new year that way. And, so I just want you to know that it is, even though it's raining and there's scattered showers with our forecast, we've got tickets that are for, Wednesday through Sunday. Okay. It ends, January 7th. So you've got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night to attend the Reading Garden of Lights. And if you haven't gone, you've been too tired, you haven't felt well, or whatever the issue is, I'm going to give you 4 tickets because these are good for any time. And do experience it this year. It's really mesmerizing and wonderful. And what a great way to start the new year. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. And those are 4 tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights that are good up until, the 7th?
The 7th. And it is beautiful there. So here's your chance if you haven't gone or you want to take, you know, your friends next door or kids.
Yeah.
And we saw dogs there. But
they did let dogs come in. I was surprised.
Yeah. California, Governor Newsom has just opened up Medi-Cal to over 700,000 undocumented immigrants at the cost of $4 billion, which is part of the $68 billion deficit. So now you can come here and get Medi-Cal. No matter who you are, if you're here legally, if you're here illegally. And you know, here's the question on that, though, is our hospital systems are getting overrun right now by undocumented illegals. You know, they're here, and they're going to the hospital. They're sick. But see, they're not just sick like with – they're sick with, like, tuberculosis. They're sick with really – hard diseases end up being admitted, and it's really, really costing hospitals a lot of money. So you're asking yourself, well, is this going to help keep people out of the hospitals if they have Medi-Cal? But as Gavin says, their benefits will be priceless. Well, it's nothing's priceless, Gavin. We got a $68 billion deficit. People are moving out of the state. Rich people are moving out of the state. Companies are moving out of the state, Gavin. And why are they moving? Because of the decisions that you guys are making in Sacramento. There's only going to, you know, I feel like there ought to be a sign someplace on the Nevada border that says, well, the last person out of California, turn off the lights. You won't have to because there won't be lights. The infrastructure will be gone. We're supposed to rely on renewable assets for everything. Guess what? In like 10 years, you can't even buy an internal combustion engine, a new one, new car, in 10 years, 11 years. How are we going to do this? How are you going to provide all that? And yet they keep doing it, and they keep raising the deficit. The money's got to come from someplace. I'm just wondering, well, it comes from my $315 registration for a 16-year-old truck. And you can drive to the next state over, and it's $40 to register your vehicles. Just saved, you know, $280 there. It makes people start thinking. Gavin, and you want to be president and make the United States like California, which is what he wants. But topics for another time. Okay. Hey, I'm really looking forward to 2024.
We are in 2024.
I know, but I'm really looking forward to it because there's so many things. You and I last night sat down because, you know, yesterday was our anniversary, our wedding anniversary.
16 years.
And we, you know, and you fixed a wonderful dinner. And then we sat down and went through our calendars and we said, you know what? We do this every year, but maybe we won't do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we made plans to do, to declutter our life last night.
Mm-hmm.
And all types of things. So we started off with some really great intentions,
yeah.
And let's just make sure we follow through.
Well, you know, in some relationships, there's somebody is the keeper of the calendar, but in this case, with the business and the stuff that we commit to that we forward through, yeah. So with
okay.
Joy,
we're going to take a break from the news, and then we'll have Enjoy the
Enjoy.
Store and the magazine with us when we get back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel vows to defend itself against genocide accusations filed by South Africa with the World Court. An official in the Israeli Prime Minister's office accuses South Africa of giving political and legal cover to Hamas's October 7th attack that triggered Israel's war on the terror group. Ukraine's two largest cities have come under Russian hypersonic missile attacks. Ukraine's president says 5 civilians killed, nearly 100 injured in the capital Kiev and in northeastern Kharkiv. Immigration, an issue of growing concern for voters from both parties, according to a newly released APNORC poll.
Overall, the December poll found that concerns about immigration climbed to 35% from 27% the previous year. 55% of Republicans say the government needs to focus on immigration, up from 45% in December 2022. Meanwhile, 22% of Democrats listed immigration as a priority, up from 14% the previous year.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. One New Jersey mayor says buses of illegal aliens bound for New York City are being dropped off at a train station in his town.
Secaucus Mayor Michael Ganelli says the buses are stopping in his city in an apparent effort to evade an executive order by New York's mayor trying to regulate how and when migrants can be dropped off in the city. Ganelli called the tactic a loophole by bus operators and says state police reported that migrants are being dropped at train stations throughout New Jersey. Democratic mayors have already spent hundreds of millions of dollars to house, transport, and provide medical care for migrants being shipped from Texas and other states. I'm Norman Hall.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points, while the NASDAQ is down sharply. It's off 258 points, or a loss of almost 2%, and the S&P 33 points. In the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit, and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Brazil's improving economy is leaving opponents of Brazil's president unimpressed.
Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva likes to boast he had a good first year after returning to the job. The economy is improving. Congress passed a long-overdue tax reform bill, and rioters who wanted to oust him are now in jail. Still, the 78-year-old leader has struggled to boost his support on Main Street and among lawmakers. Some major setbacks have also taken place. It's a sign his future could be less productive in a Brazil almost evenly split between his supporters and those of his predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. Jeremy House reporting.
Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have detained 33 people suspected of spying on behalf of Israel.
The news agency says authorities are still searching for 13 others believed to have links to Israel's security service. News and analysis at townhall.com. A foreign exchange student from China reported missing last week in Utah has been found in what authorities say was an apparent cyber kidnapping scheme to extort $80,000 from his family.
The 17-year-old student was reported missing Friday, a day after he was last seen at the home where he had been staying. Police initially believed the student had been forcibly taken from his home, but on Sunday night, they found him safe in a tent about 25 miles away. Police say he was convinced that his family in China was threatened and that he needed to isolate himself. Meanwhile, his family received a ransom note and a photograph of the student that made it appear that he had been abducted and was in danger. The family paid the $80,000 ransom before he was found. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The death toll from the powerful earthquakes that hit west central Japan has risen to 55, with more than a dozen other people seriously injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world. You can hop into our chat room the same way. Say hello, say Happy New Year and all that. It is 8:05 in the morning and news, as usual, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 2nd of January, everybody together, 2024. You know, I'll do that. It makes no difference. I'll say, all right, 2023 to March, at which point, for some reason in March, it kind of like clicks in.
I actually wrote the other day on a check, 1996. I don't even know how is that even possible. There's not even a 20 in there.
that would have been all the money. That was all the money in my account.
Yeah, right.
$19.96. So, hey, honey, what's the weather look like?
Oh, good morning, everybody.
How do we start off January?
48 degrees in the downtown studio. Showers today with our overnight lows of 39. Patchy fog before 10 a.m. And looks like our highs today will be 49 with our overnight lows of 42. I don't know why that says overnight 39, but right, you know, this is an unusual weather forecast printout. But Wednesday we have showers, then, it's just so funny, guys. We talked about this earlier. We've got Enjoy. So our buddies, since the day we opened, when you've got, printouts that say 80 to 50% showers, then chance of showers, and then Wednesday night, slight chance of showers and patchy fog, then patchy fog. That's your Wednesday night. Anyway, so be looking for rain and a fog with our overnight lows tomorrow night at 37, and then mostly sunny on Thursday, the highlight, with our highs of around 56. What are you doing over there, Carl? It sounds like you put back your toy box. You got your blocks out.
My battery was running low on my
computer. Oh, God forbidden. 2024. Mm-hmm. Okay, Thursday night, slight chance of showers with our overnight lows of 39. And Friday, chance of showers once again with 52 and then overnight lows of 37. We've got those cool nights. But, you know, if you're going to go to the Garden of Lights, you know, it's so much fun to bundle up, bring your umbrella. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and they've got fire pits. Enjoy the fact that they've elongated with one more week, and you can enjoy this Garden of Lights Wednesday,
so
Thursday, and Friday
night. I might
actually
get to go.
Oh, yeah. It's just beautiful. Done,
you know, for me, I know this is going to sound horrible, especially what we do, but I have never been, ever.
Well, do you want
because
to?
Because I never am done with Christmas. I'm busy at Christmas at
right.
the store, right? So I never get out.
And here's
during
the
Christmas.
Beautiful thing that
they have two tickets.
And so the weather is bright to you. Let me finish. Shasta
yeah.
Gas
oh, yeah.
Propane.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. In Anderson, 365-3794.
Locally owned.
Yes, for
veteran
all you,
owned.
Yeah. They always boost the weather, and we appreciate that. But, yep. You know, in segueing right into once a month, we love to have our Enjoy. The store, Enjoy the Moment, Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. They're like family. They have a show here one Thursday a month. And like you said, yeah, I mean, it's November and December are like you hear the whoosh. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because if you're in retail,
yeah,
when does it start? It starts in October. So how was your Christmas this year at the store?
Well, I know you say they start in October. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty scary sometimes nowadays that you're in July and you're already seeing
right.
Halloween.
Right.
Oh, there's some girls.
Giggling girls,
so, yeah,
yes.
I was like, oh, what's that?
Thank God it's Happy.
They saw you.
I know.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, look, it's James Masada.
He's got that Beatle effect. Go ahead.
I will be honest, for us, this year was really late, when it came to the pickup, right?
So, products coming in, you mean?
All of it. Products coming in, people coming in, we were mid-November, before we saw like a glimmer, a change of, people's shopping habits. It, like when you say whoosh, that's what it was. It was like, nothing, and then the air was sucked out of the room. It was just like.
And so you're always curious every year why it trends differently and what.
Everybody, ever since COVID, everybody's been all messed up. It's like their internal clocks, it's a surprise. Like, it's all of a sudden Thanksgiving, and nobody was even aware.
Right.
Right? We're like, wait a minute, what? It's Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Now, you guys are going to think I'm weird, but I sent out 4 Christmas cards yesterday.
Oh, that's fine.
Because Carl did Christmas cards and missed a couple. For some reason, and I said,
so here's the deal.
Yeah.
After sending out 38 Christmas cards, right? I just ran out of time.
Found out through the Elizabeth, who runs our Bernsini tasting room, the wine room, about the 12 days of Christmas. I didn't realize that the 12 days of Christmas are actually after Christmas. They're not before. And that is actually the true spirit of Christmas and the holidays. The first day of Christmas is Christmas.
Okay.
So religiously,
okay,
the 12 days of Christmas come after Christmas. Because I'm like, I'm the first person to start taking things down, right? And she's like, what are you doing? And I've heard this before by shoppers where they've come in and we've actually had things down by the first.
Right.
All the Christmas trees. And some of them have gotten upset and said, why do you take them down? We're celebrating, the 12 days of Christmas. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, she finally educated me.
Well,
and
thank you for that. Because
I didn't know.
Well, I put a big thing out with the competition about TikTok. They were asking on TikTok with a bunch of people, like, when is it appropriate to take your Christmas decorations down?
Mm-hmm.
And some people go before the first, after the first. So I now...
So traditionally,
and you're never too old to learn.
Yeah, religiously, traditionally, the 12 days of Christmas Day is the first day. So you have 12 days of celebration of the Christmas spirit. The Christmas holiday is Christmas Day, and the next 11 days after that. So total of 12 days of Christmas.
We can still send out leaves.
Yeah.
We have become so commercialized.
We have become
just like Valentine's became a commercial thing.
Yeah.
Halloween became such a commercial thing that we forget what they really are. I think truly that's why Thanksgiving for me is my favorite time of year.
Mm.
It's very simple.
You gather around the table.
Very
traditional. People say about Thanksgiving, it is where your family gets together
and friends.
And you eat.
And there's gratitude.
You don't have to worry about presents.
No. Mm-hmm. There's gratitude. And it's just,
fruitcake.
We
had a fruitcake that went around the world several times in my family.
Oh, really?
No, nobody touched it. It was just, and each year it got
a little greener.
you'd open it up, look at it, and go, oh my God. And then ship it someplace. Went to Okinawa once. Went to, where did it go? Went to Germany once. It's just, and all over the United States. I don't even know what happened to it. It could still be going back and forth.
Somebody ate it.
So before we take a break, we're here with, one more time, if you're just tuning in, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and so many other things in 13 counties, but we've got more to talk about with what's happening in 24. And before we close this segment, I want you to know that Merriam-Webster declared the word of the year in 2023, which I think really is really depicts the two of you. And that word is authentic.
That was the word for 2023?
That comes a few weeks after the dictionary published declared authentic as its 2023 word of the year.
Boy, I learned something new again today. I didn't know they did that.
Well, keep coming in.
Thank you for that.
We'll do everything we can to share what our brain is capable of sharing.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell. What a way to start off your year, my friends, is by to go down and see Judy. Get a second opinion on your insurance, which is crazy, you know, and all the financial. What about your retirement plans and your 401ks? Are you having to dip into them? As many people are, go down and get a free review and analysis from Judy Maxwell and one of her experts in Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give her a call at 530-221-0441. She treats her customers as friends. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm very happy.
And congratulations to Tina Stentel. You won those tickets to the Garden of Lights. We'll
Come
be right
down
back.
And pick them up. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DDJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup. It must be 21. Find your moments at the river.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Mm-hmm. They are on the cutting edge of all new techniques, the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian system that predicts a chance of you having a heart attack. So the system for the people, especially out in our rural areas, is very, very important. Up to 24 hours, it can give you a warning.
Is it a machine you wear?
No, it's something they implant into your heart. And
everybody
and
should
what
have
it does
one.
Is, well, probably at some point people will, but it's really good for the rural areas. Because if you're in town, you can get right there. But you're in a rural area, and you get these indications that goes to your doctor.
Sure.
You can get in there. So that's all down at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Wow, if you could get that kind of a little bit of a window, that's amazing.
Oh, they are doing things that used to have to go to Davis and at least Sacramento for up here. That the TAVR valve replacement, they've done it hundreds of times where they replaced a valve in your heart. They don't open your chest up. You
no,
go in there.
Really?
It goes through an artery in your leg, goes up, replaces the valve, and then you spend overnight in the hospital.
That's
next
insane.
Day you go home. And they don't,
I'm a tech person, as everybody knows. I'm waiting for those pods that you see in alien movie where it's like, oh, I don't feel well, and you go lay down in one of those glass pods and it scans your body and then, takes the cancer out and does whatever.
Gives you energy. Clears your brain.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the magazine. And, Rhonda, you and I are on the same page here. With I always love when you try to
issue
introduce.
Issue 208.
Yeah, 208, yes.
Yeah.
And we said that I love the fact that you've had 208 editions of Enjoy the magazine.
Me too.
And so you've got where you have somebody that you introduce to the community. Now, many people, obviously, this guy's Dr. Ron Zufall, he's a dentist, so there's a lot of people that obviously go to his practice. But
do you know him?
I feel like I got a little insight into, you know, how he got inspired and living here and all that good stuff. I would have never known that.
I really love these. It just kind of gives you.
Is this a new layout?
Yes.
Okay.
It is
because it's different than last month.
I know. I was going to say, wait a second. The layout's different.
It is. It's different. Yep. So we tried to change it up. But this is kind of we do these every month and we've been doing it for a long time. They've been named something different, but what I enjoy is what we've been doing for the last few years. And Dr. Zufall is a dentist, and what I like about it is it asks questions that, you know, like icebreaker questions, and some of the answers are pretty interesting for the questions that we ask these people, and it's really...
And they are different.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could have a superpower,
uh-huh.
And like, what's your ultimate guilty pleasure movie? These are like wonderful little inside...
And you get a little bit...
Goodish.
Yeah.
Because it is funny, depending on a question that you ask somebody, it does give you a unique insight how they answer.
Well, it's nice to know that Dr. Zufall and I have
something
two
in common.
Of our favorite movies.
Oh.
And not Buckaroo Banzai, but the Blues Brothers.
I haven't heard of Buckaroo Banzai in 100 years.
The Blues Brothers.
Across the Eighth Dimension.
I have that one saved.
Is it a cartoon?
No.
Across the Eighth Dimension?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum, Chris.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
Now that makes sense.
Yep. I mean, I've heard of it. And every so often you'll see it kind of drift across one of the channels.
But what's cool, too, is like, okay, so now you hear this is his favorite movie. Obviously, he enjoyed it for some reason, right? So then it makes you, to me, it makes me interested in finding out more about the movie.
Right.
Like something that I haven't seen.
Yeah, right.
Of course,
like,
then you see it and you go,
what's wrong with him?
That's the guy that's going to be in my mouth.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, but his thing about flying, I understand because I scuba dove for years, that it's kind of like flying when you're diving.
Mm-hmm.
You get it to surface and you just kind of, if you have adjusted right, you just kind of float down to the bottom.
That is true. When I was a kid and I would go swimming, which I loved, I was a huge swimmer, just loved to swim. That was kind of in my mind when I would go underwater.
Mm-hmm.
You just float. I would always feel like, is this what it feels like to fly?
Right.
Right? It's like if you could envision the ground underneath you, this like weightlessness that you can just kind of float around. That's what I envy about astronauts. Like I want so badly to have that weightlessness. That's got to be the most incredible thing in the world to not have, just be able to float.
Well, the way they practice on that is they take them up into an aircraft.
The vomit, the comet.
They take them up in an aircraft and it's like, you know, 30,000 feet. And they kick it over and they dive.
Yep.
And when they dive.
The plane is called the vomit comet.
Is that what
it is? Because it makes them all thick at first.
Yeah, but then they float.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, in fact, they do some.
And in water. They train a lot in water.
In water.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Hey, next, let's talk about Sweet Spot.
I love this layout.
Yeah, and they are, so they've got a new second location.
Yeah, yep.
And they're expanding their menu.
Yep.
So,
This picture just kills me.
I love it. It's darling. She's holding up. Well, I'm not really sure what that is.
That's one of those, like, dumplings, big Chinese sticky bun, or it could be Korean as well. I mean, you know, a lot of Asian countries kind of make the same things, just different shapes. But, imagine one of those big, puffy, white, sticky kind of buns.
Right.
She's got them in a pair of chopsticks, and looks like she's getting ready to feed her boyfriend.
So, you know, with Tokyo Garden over there by, you know, PetSmart and all that, you know, they've got a location over there. But I think that they've added another location. But you have to pick up the magazine and read the article. It'll tell you all about where they are and what they're expanding. And
well, it talks about is Charmaine was an art student and graduated from an art school basically down in Southern California. But she obviously liked sweets and cupcakes and those types of things. And so at the age of 25, with absolutely no experience, opened up Sweet Spot, and now what is it, like 15, 16 years?
15 years,
done very well. Yeah. Second location now, and it's the new location is going to be in.
They're kind of one of like a new. They're like kind of a Reading mainstay now,
right?
Like,
and she shows local artists on her wall, and we love that. You know, when you go into
places. I love that they expanded into the soups.
Yes,
you know, like the ramens and pho and all that stuff, because I'm obsessed
with ramen.
Oh, yeah, they have a whole ramen bar.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't know that?
James, you and I, buddy. I love ramen.
That's his deal. That's his, what do you want to call it, his jam?
Mm-hmm.
It's my, yeah.
Excellent job at all kinds of ramen and pho and fa and whatever you pronounce them. And
their cupcakes are so delightful.
Oh, yeah. We just had them, let's see, so for me, obviously you talked about Christmas when we were on the break with Rhonda not having family around because everybody's grown up.
And sick.
Yeah. Oh, that's we're true sick, too. Yeah. My son, Gianno, just had his birthday New Year's Eve. He turned 26. But
He was born on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, he was he was the last baby of the year. And then, what was it, like 18 years later, we met the Craffords, and their son, Luke, was baby New Year. So Gianna was born, and then Luke was born. So we got the write-off, they got the basket. But we found out later that we were at the hospital at the same time. But anyway, yeah, so he turned 26, and he's now obviously out of the house and living in Texas, he moved to Texas, and he opens on the 19th. We're going to all fly out and support him for the launch of his new Dutch Bros.
That's fantastic.
In Louisville.
You've got to be so proud.
But he did come home, and he was here for 3 days, right the day after Christmas, and then left the day before his birthday.
How does he have time while he's, like, building this new location to even get a handle on what it feels like to be in Texas?
I don't think right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been so busy.
Right.
obviously, he's preparing to open a whole new stand that's being built. And that's on, like, a January 19th. But he has been working with Zach Lugo, who was here from Reading and moved out there and has three stands. So he's been, you know, Grapevine, Flower Mound. So he's just literally jockeying from one location to the other, learning all of the new ways of Dutch Bros, since these are corporate owned locations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but you know, he lives in a house with all Dutch Bro people, so they go out a lot as a group, and the people that have been there for a while have been showing him around.
And did you say Lubbock? Where is he in Texas?
He is in Grapevine.
Grapevine.
That's where he's living.
Okay.
But his stand will be opening in Louisville.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's Flower Mound, and so these are all like suburbs of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so many suburbs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's
oh my God.
So many suburbs.
I mean, my girlfriend lives in Pleasant? Wait. Okay,
What we found is that we have so many people that we know, friends, family, and stuff that we didn't even know live there.
Right.
I mean, tons.
Yeah.
Because they've come here and they're like, oh, we have a house in Flower Mound, or my son lives in, you know, Grapevine, or we're just like, oh my gosh. That's so wild. Like,
wow.
A lot of Californians moved to Texas.
Uh-huh. Well, my girlfriend, like I said, my best girlfriend, who is an Orange County diehard, she and her husband moved to Texas 4 years ago.
Mm.
And let's see, Prosper. They're right out of Prosper, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time for a breaky.
Uh-oh.
Just thought I'd just jump in there.
Breaky.
Time for a breaky.
Talk about holistic health when we get back.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Great place to get your haircut. I get mine. That's the only place I get my haircut. And if I want to, I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. So it works on my schedule. And, or, you know what, you can drop in there. If they've got an open spot, they'll just be sure to give you just a great haircut. No frills here. It is not a salon. It is a barbershop, and it is the best. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR in our new first show of 2024.
Ta-da.
And what a good way to start it out is with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. 8:35 in the morning here on the 2nd. It's going to be, it's going to be rainy today, right?
Yeah, it looks like
I think so. It's going to be. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, of course, of Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the Empire. So
this is a health issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of?
Kind of, sort of, because that's what I kind of want to see. But you've got an article on page 27.
We do. Holistic health.
What is that?
Well, I mean, this is an article that I didn't realize that these people were here in town, and it's always nice. I mean, I'm learning things all the time from our magazine. Just, you know, I found two doctors that I'm going to go see. I made appointments last night on their website to see that I was found in the magazine.
Really?
Like, yeah. To help with my diabetes, you know, nutritionists and endocrinologists and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's my New Year's resolution, is to try to figure this out finally.
Know what you're putting in your body. Yeah. Uh-huh. That could be as simple as a noodle.
Yeah. Well, my thing is that I'm really bad about, I mean, I'm really good about what I eat, but not really tracking it.
Yeah.
Right? So this gentleman will actually take the data from my what do you call that thing? Blood monitor. And he'll track it. He'll do the hard work telling me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You'll have to let us know how that works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, in this article, they talk about vibro acoustics, which is a non-invasive therapy that uses low-frequency sounds to help with DNA repair, pain relief, quelling anxiety, and more.
Yeah, so that's a big thing right now is sound, you know. Whatever you believe in, I mean, they talk about now that the ancients, like, you know, had mastered sound, and that's how they moved huge objects and stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, there are people saying that there are frequencies within the universe that are all healing, and, you know, that. So that's one of the things, obviously, they do is provide a non-invasive therapeutic system that uses sound. I mean, and we've talked, I mean, everybody in here knows that sound is been used in medicine for quite some time. A lot of times you go into doctors that, you know, that you've had like knee replacement or something, and they do pulse sound and stuff where the surgery was to help with healing. It stimulates, you know,
well, when you talk about your chakras, each are attuned to a vibrancy and also a tone. And when you think about music, why is it there's certain songs when it comes to composers of a time before anything electronic happened, they did compose from stuff that was tones that they heard in the universe.
Yeah. And also what's interesting, if you go to YouTube, I'm fascinated by it, but they take like sand and put it on surfaces, and then they'll just use a machine that just produces frequencies, right? And like every single frequency has the ability to vibrate that sand into a shape. So tones actually have a visual. You can play a tone And that tone creates a organic shape. And that's its like signature in the universe as far as to be able to visualize music or a sound, right? It's absolutely fascinating.
When I was working in Croatia, I was, you know, I went to a doctor who put me into the, it was just like an oval that you could put your head into. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was big. And the whole thing was vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to help with your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all that. And I thought, I've never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1999.
Sure.
And I don't, you know, and they seem to be using that a lot on different things, on injuries to,
yeah.
you know, to, you know, ankles, legs, things like this. You'd mm-hmm. see people in these things.
Yeah.
And I always thought, I wonder.
Well, they're using sound to destroy cancer now.
Yeah.
They can pinpoint, instead of using radiation, they use ultrasonic waves, and it disrupts the cell membrane and it makes them explode inside.
You know, when you get your wind chimes, there's a real beautiful.
I love wind
they
chimes.
They have a different, attuned, like they'll call the key of C, a wind chime. And my girlfriend and I can't remember, I don't know if it's called Winchester or something, that these are at a special tone that, I mean, I just love. You know, so that's interesting.
Like the word synthetic. No, not synthetic, but there is a term for it, the sound that calms the nerve.
Right.
I don't know. You know me. I only enough to be dangerous. But anyway, this holistic, sound is just one thing they do, but they do massage, they do Reiki, they do
cupping. Have you ever
cupping?
Had that?
No.
I've been cupped once.
Have you?
Yeah. And?
That looks like it hurts.
I know.
It doesn't hurt. It
just, and I don't like the blood that leaves on the surface.
You have
it just looks like you,
have been beat up.
Got into a wrestling match with an octopus.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and they last for a while.
Yes. There must be some therapeutic benefit,
well,
but for me, I'm like, ew.
It's supposed to bring the blood up into an area and whatever. I tried it once.
So anyway.
With an acupuncturist here who's no longer here. She was like fifth generation Chinese, so I would go in and do an hour and a half session with her, and she would do neck, brain, back.
Does it hurt?
She cupped. She's no longer here.
Yeah, but does it hurt?
The acupuncture, no, the cupping was just interesting because she would light it.
Yeah. Suck the air out.
She would light it.
Yep, sucks her.
And there were bruises, but, I mean, you know, when you think about, when you look at Michael
Basically
Phelps.
Basically what it is, your
Michael
entire
Phelps,
back is a hickey.
Yeah, when you look at Michael Phelps during where he was swimming, you would see those bruises on his back because this is how we would pull out the pain from the muscles. So it's a therapy that does work.
Yeah. But anyway, this is, there are two partners here that, you know, run this location. And where is it down? It's at 3615 Bocelli Lane. I mean, if you're looking for a new massage therapist or you're looking for someplace that can vibrate you and
holistic
cup
therapy.
You and do all the things that you want, Reiki you. And
this
is a place for you to check out. So the very next page, there's an ad, and this is one of the things I was talking about. This guy is called Eat Well, Move Well, Be Well, Be Well Nutrition. I looked at his ad, and this is not the person that I made an appointment with. I found another one. But I love this new style of ad that we're doing, that when we have, like, a concentration, it really just gives you a lot of information quickly about the facility and what they provide. And so I'm always interested
I like this too, where our eyes are kind of trained sometimes with, if it's simple, it's easier.
Mm-hmm. That's what we try to teach our clients, right?
Well, it,
too
it,
much.
It works.
Overload, right?
Right.
So anyway, did you know that there is a small Lululemon outlet now in Reading?
Yes, where I go to.
Yes, Carrie's place.
Pilates.
Organic Pilates.
Yeah. So
she has one of those really great, have you done the red light?
No.
Okay, so she has the red light sauna
it's
thing.
It's like a sauna, yes.
Yeah, but she also has been deemed by Lululemon to be a small little outlet, which is cool.
And it's nice when she gets her shipments in. It's great.
I know. I'm just throwing out little things here that I've...
Absolutely.
As I was going through the magazine, I was thinking,
I haven't done that yet, but I do want to do that because in her little sauna, there are certain things that you can do that are... like a signal that's detoxing, or if you want to just rest or whatever, and there, and it's like a pad that will that tell the room like what kind of service that you want her, and it's private, which is nice if you want to have privacy.
Yeah.
It's not like there's 20 of these. It's in a
room just know
by
that
itself.
This red light thing is huge.
Yes.
I mean, it's like all kinds of people are doing
the red. Conversation with somebody 2 days ago that's in a dark room that does facials, and she said that after a while, even though she's in this profession, she gets depressed being in the dark light. And I said, have you ever thought about red light therapy? And she said, oh, my God, my boyfriend just texted me 30 minutes ago. So it's definitely out there.
Oh, yeah. We have an article this month on page 33 called Sip, Sip, Hooray, Sip Coffee Bar in Red Bluff. So this is a new coffee spot. And I just love the name Sip.
Sip, yeah. And I love the pictures of their location.
Yeah, there is some. It looks like it's a pretty cool little place, huh?
Yes.
I know. That's what I thought, too. You know, Red Bluff is a happening little place.
Yes. Well, you know, there's one Roundup Saloon. Now, that just caught my attention. I wonder what that's. I wonder what it's like. I wonder if that's a Western place or what.
I'm sure it is.
It probably is.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, let's take a quick break here and go into our last segment of our first day back in 2024. Last of the first. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Mastro has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Mastro, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Mastro apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of the first day of 2024, January the 2nd, first day we're back, 8:50 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, Redding Police Department will join us, and we're going to talk about their quality of life sweeps that they are doing and catching shoplifters, which they are really pushing.
Really?
Quality of life, that's what the new chief said. We're going to really concentrate on that, and they're going for it.
They are.
Awesome.
They
are. God bless them for that, because that
I could have used
the
them
problem.
The other day. Somebody stole a $50 pair of earrings.
Uh-oh.
Really?
No.
Uh-huh. People walking, you know what? People are really friendly.
Uh-huh.
This year. I mean, they're walking by, they're waving at us. They're, some of them are actually know where they are. I'm just kidding. Anyway, RPD will be with us. Congressman LaMalfa will be with us Friday, Doug Jenke and Trish and I on Thursday. So it's going to be a busy week. And this week we've already got, or this month we've got scheduled Tanessa Audette, the new mayor, other people that are running for office are going to be with us because that election is coming up quick.
When is it again? March.
Yeah. So, but we are here with two of our favorite people, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy. And what's the next article? I mean, and the magazine is out, and it's kind of a health and fitness issue.
A little bit.
You know, yeah, I mean, it leans in that direction, holistic, you know, and chiropractors and...
Well, this article.
Dennis, go ahead.
No, in this article, you were taught. You pointed out electronic offerings, right?
Eclectic.
Yeah, about this guy who, after we had a couple music stores close, and he's kind of done like a one-stop shop. Like, let's shop, let's do vintage clothes, let's look at vinyl, let's do music lessons. I mean, how exciting!
Yeah. So this, I think, is this in the old Bog Bean?
Yes.
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 So this is a husband and wife team. My wife loves both of them. They are very eclectic themselves.
I haven't been, but I'm going after this article.
Cascade Creations in downtown Redding. So this is where the old Bog Bean is. If that's off California Street. It's near the, was it Angelo's Pizza? Is that what we used to be?
Well, yeah, it's Fratelli.
Fratelli's, thank you. Sorry about that.
Right by the dip.
Yeah, the dip. Anyway, yeah, it's very eclectic. I mean, there's just a little bit of everything. This... husband and wife team, one of them was looking at a place downtown, found a pair of jeans that she fell in love with, and it had music notes on it, and it found out who the maker was, and then it just kind of, that's really what spawned her to want to create an environment that's hyper-local, so they opened up Cascade Creations in downtown Reading, and you know, he, I know, also works at Office Depot, everybody's kind of got a day job, but, because we see him there all the time when we go do stuff for work, they're just really lovely people, and they have a great another contribution to downtown Reading as far as the business goes, and we're just trying to help support them and let them know that, we care about their business and want to feature it to the world so we can drive some traffic down there as well.
Yeah, one of the things they said was more and more retail going online. We wanted to counter that and be a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mikey says the vibe he and his wife are trying to create.
Yep.
So we got
he's super nice. Super nice guy.
Those would get people to
Yeah, I want to definitely go down there because I'm of the age, too, where I want to see things, feel things. And he also does DJ, but he's doing lessons.
He does music lessons.
And,
So you could go
and video try production.
Dry on a dress that you find a vintage dress and sing while you're there at the same
why
time.
Why not? You know?
And you can accompany you.
Yeah.
And he used to work at Bog Bean. That's when I first met him.
Okay.
Oh, is that what it was?
Really
I didn't
cool
even know.
Space.
Yeah. So there you go. That's a cool little story.
Wonderful. And again, that's called Cascade Curations. That's on California Street in the old Bog Bean building that they've gone in and done this wonderful. I love when people have a passion, just like we talked earlier about the sweet spot,
mm-hmm.
because she said being a business owner is not for the faint of heart.
At all.
Quote, unquote, right. She said. Now they just opened a second location. Mm-hmm. So these are the kinds of things that inspire us as we look at 2024. If we turn on the news, we're in doomsday.
Yeah.
But here we are in our beautiful community, and people are reaching out, and they're doing things that put them under stress, that have to pay the local taxes, but they're doing it because of this passion and love for our community.
It's almost like there's multiple dimensions on the same planet, right? Like,
yes.
There's the world dimension that's gloom and doom, and then there's the local dimension that, you know, not that you should be ignorant and bury your head in the sand, but you also need to find that fine balance of not pulling in all the darkness into this realm, right? Like, you acknowledge it, you do what you can to help it try to sort itself out, but you also got to take care of the ground that you're on.
Well, here's this Cascade Creation things we were talking about. Two music stores.
Closed.
Like,
almost at the same time.
I mean, where I would go get a microphone or get sheet music.
We relied on them for our boards, our sound boards.
Yep.
And plus just being good people down there. Yeah. If we needed a cable or a mic.
Rehearsal rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And so this guy said, I'm not going to have it. I will create still some place. I mean, I don't know if he sells goods, but I'm just saying that he's still giving his his creativity as a musician. He's creating a space where he can give lessons. He can show you how to do a videography, whatever that is. He's teaching that.
Mm-hmm.
So read the article. Pick up the Enjoy, the magazine, or you can go online and read it as well at
enjoymagazine.com.
There we go.
Yep.
Or you can come down here and get a copy.
Yeah, well, they're all over the place.
Yeah. Love your stuff.
Come in and pick up your tickets that you want and grab an Enjoy magazine.
Right. And also, if you're always looking for something new to make, they always have the best recipe of the month.
Yep, multiple this now. We usually have two.
Yeah,
so
this one has two.
Yeah, so we have, what is it, sweet and sour pork and then stuffed, I think, red bell pepper.
Vegetarian stuffed peppers.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we have a big thing. A lot of people love our recipes, but they're always like, oh, I like to keep the magazine. I don't want to tear the page out. You can come down to the store, and usually on the front wall by the register, we try to keep the last 12 months printed in recipe cards. So you can just come in and grab them off and collect them. And surprisingly enough, not surprisingly, poor Rhonda over here is busy always trying to keep up and print and keep them full because people come in and take them all the time, which is exactly what
really
they're supposed
cool.
to do. Yeah. Also, real quick, the Road to Restoration Rockside Ranch in Etna. This is a really great story that you pointed out on page 53. And this is a place that predominantly caters for men from, you know, age 18 into their 20s that are just struggling in life for whatever reason, mental illness, you know,
addiction.
Yeah. And this is a great place for them to go.
It's an 8-month program, too. So it's not like
So they come to this ranch where they learn how to cope and try to get healing, and they're with animals.
And learn skills.
They learn skills. To be able to say, okay, you know what, I am worth it, and I am a good person, and I deserve to have good clarity, and then be able to go into society and function and take care of themselves, and you know, just all be all around good people.
Well, it's a ministry.
Yeah.
And so when you think about the people who started this, you know, they obviously, their hearts were called to a demographic, a certain age, and what they could do with young men that they could help with this ministry shape their lives. Because I would think after being sober and coming out and dealing with, you know, goats and chickens and farming, that would shape you, that you can do anything after that.
Well, animals just do an amazing job on people for healing.
And that's one of the things they said. They said, well, it's a lot easier to not water a tomato plant than to not feed your chickens or to do that because animals can die.
Yeah.
And this sounds like, you know, that, you know, they collect eggs 365 days a year. So they're, you know, when I see things like this, it gives people hope and gives them a new direction.
Purpose. And
takes them off. Because I just read this horrible article about Philadelphia and drugs.
Ooh, yeah.
On the streets there. That
the
was
worst.
Just
Kensington.
Kensington, you may have read the same thing.
Oh, I watch videos. It's unbelievable.
It is horrible. Mm. And they're using this horse tranquilizer. I mean, anyway. But then to see this, where they could take people that might have been heading in that direction and
change
turn them
the
around.
Trajectory.
And change
yeah.
the trajectory. It may not be 100% every time, but, you know, 50% change is big for these guys and girls.
Yep. So anyway, that's just to scratch the surface of this issue. Well, there's a ton of articles still in there that we didn't even cover.
It's a great issue. 208.
Eight, yes.
There it
and
is.
Just from Rhonda and I, we want to thank all of our advertisers because obviously this is how the magazine is in our communities. The advertisers are the ones that, you know, make this happen. So thank you to them
just
and their
like
support
this,
and
just
the
like
station.
This station. Yep. So thank you very much. And Linda, happy anniversary, love.
Yes.
Been the best 16 years of my life.
Aww. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Is that today?
Yesterday.
Yeah, today.
Yesterday. Anyway, everybody, have a great
happy
day.
Anniversary.
God bless America.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.